Danish scientists are developing a type of glass that can dissolve inside the human body, and while it's doing that, it stimulates bone growth. And they say this could enable patients, to regrow bones and could signal a move away from sometimes very painful bone transplants. Dr. Julian Jones from Imperial College is leading this research. And, well, it's so interesting. What is this bioactive glass made of?
It really is just a glass very similar to window glass, except that the composition slightly changed. And the composition is such that when you put it in the body, it forms a bond to bone. And as it dissolves, it releases signals to the cells, which trigger them to lay down bone tissue in a natural way in the body.
Well, this is fabulous. So you could actually put in a scaffold, almost, for bones that you need to replace. If somebody's been injured in a terrible car accident, you replace this with a scaffolding, which then the body takes over and the scaffolding disappears.
Yes, and scaffolding is exactly the right word. We've designed porous structures that mimic the structure of bone, and so they have to be open enough so that cells can penetrate, and then the host bone can penetrate, and then blood vessels can come in and feed those cells, and then the material has to dissolve so that the new bone can take over.
Well, David, this is marvellous. I was thinking about applications just in accidents, but let's just say if somebody has osteoporosis, weak bones, could you stimulate the body to replace those rubbish bones with good ones?
Yes, and that's a complicated area, because osteoporosis, as you said, it weakens bone. It's a loss of density. So it may be a difficult decision whether to just deliver these ions, these signals into the body, or whether to remove a small amount of the weak bone and replace it with one of these scaffolds that can then stimulate the few cells that are there to regenerate.
All right, and we're very short of time, but Doctor, just finally, how quickly will this be widely available?
This generation of material should be in clinical trials in the next 5 years.
So it could be in hospitals in the next 10?
Absolutely.
Right, wonderful. Well, it's so nice to end on a really quite positive note. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Julian Jones, who is from Imperial College, leading this rather extraordinary research.